Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back. Hour number two, The Drive with Bob and Jeff on KFH Radio. Happy to have you with us. Let's get to the phones. Jeremy, thank you. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Bob?
We're doing well.
Awesome. Denise?
Did you get hungry during her segment?
Always.
I hear you.
I know Denise last time. Is she still there?
She is not here.
Oh.
We get her for 20 minutes before she starts to charge money.
Killing me. No, I was just going to ask her. I know last time that she'd come, I talked to her about if she knew what restaurant was coming in Newton. So that's why I wanted to ask her again.
Do you live in Newton, Jeremy?
I do.
Okay.
Big old town of Newton.
I like Newton. Nothing wrong with Newton.
Awesome golf course. So.
Sorry we can't give you an answer there. Maybe Denise will text me and let me know what's new in Newton.
I blame it on Jeff. It's all his fault.
Probably it is Jeff's fault.
And I'll own that.
I appreciate
Jeremy.
Thanks, Jeremy. Always good to hear from Jeremy. And here's another guy that we like hearing from, Andrew. And I don't think you've ever appeared in the second hour of this show, Andrew.
No, I was really
where you been?
I was busy, but I
there you go. That's a good answer, Andrew.
You got an answer to our question.
It's none of Jeff's business where you've been.
I've done some research, some big research, and I figured out who this all-time leading scorer for a little bit longer is at Mulvane High School. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
His name is Jerry Webster. Ever heard of him?
What years did he play down there?
I don't know, but I do know that he was drafted by the L.A. Dodgers, and he's a three-time NBC World Champion team. It was called the Service Auto Glass, I guess. That's what it told me.
And Jerry Webster. You know, that name is starting. I'd need some of my old-time guys because he would have played way back.
He graduated in 56, it looks like, from Mulvane.
Yes. He went to Oklahoma State from 1956 to 1958, played basketball and baseball there.
So you've done a heck of a job of researching, Andrew.
Yeah, it was pretty easy. But I got to tell you one more thing. Tonight, make sure to tune in to KSN at the 10 o'clock news. And our news segment is going to have a special segment. There's this kid named Jonas, and he did a segment where he picked three out of the four games on the playoffs. And so KSN came down today, and we did some filming, and it was really cool. So
are you going to be in this segment?
I think so. I'll be in the background, in the B-roll, like me recording stuff and all that, having a good time.
All right, well, we'll make sure to tune in to KSN News at 10 o'clock to get that. Thanks, Andrew.
My pleasure, guys. Have a great day.
Here's something you'll enjoy.
What?
So I looked up Jerry Webster, and it took me to an article published yesterday about Drew Ellis, the kid who's about to surpass him, on KansasSports.com. They ask him, what's your favorite place to eat in your town or the surrounding area? He says, I really like Pizza John's in Derby.
How about that?
Isn't that amazing?
That's cool. Does it have any more information about Jerry Webster?
No, just that's the all-time record, 1,218 points, and Ellis is at 1,203, so he'll probably break it in the next game or two.
I wonder who Derby's all-time leading scorer in basketball is. Would they have that information?
I'm sure they would. I don't know why they wouldn't.
I'd like to hear that. My guess is, let me try to give you some guesses.
Well, Terrell Benton.
Terrell Benton would be in that mix. If you want to go all the way back, Stan Pulliam, who played back in my youth.
I love the way you say that.
Pulliam.
Everybody else says Pulliam, and you say Pulliam.
That's how he wanted it said.
He did? Okay.
Yes.
He said that specifically?
Yes.
Okay.
I've known Stan, the late Stan Pulliam, for many years. I idolized him.
Is he related to Kip Pulliam?
Yes, he's his father.
I thought so. Kip has never asked for his name to be pronounced Pulliam.
Pulliam. Kip Pulliam.
Cool Quip.
Call Kip right now.
I don't
have, do you have his number?
I don't know if I have his number.
Let me see if I've got his number.
We should call
him. We're going to resolve this thing. I don't like things to fester.
Nigel Wright was one of the top scorers at Derby.
No.
It's what it says at Fort Hays
Kip
State.
Kip Pulliam would be the guy. I don't have his number. Kip, if you're listening, call the show at 869-1240. Or if you're around Kip or you know how to reach him, there's nothing I'd want to do more right now than talk to him.
Just because
about his dad.
Okay, I hope he does call then. And it would be great to find out who.
You know who my idols were back in my youth when at Derby? Walter and Danny Gaskin, Kip, Stan Pulliam, Bob Gifford, who is my very dear friend and one of my closest friends' uncles, Lloyd Brown, Mike Sexton. Those are the guys that I just idolized back in the day at Derby High School.
Those are some good
You
names.
Didn't grow up idolizing anybody because you didn't grow up in a small community.
I've idolized some guys.
Who?
Well, you know the high school guys I've followed as a youngster.
Who?
Bubba Schaaf.
Who
Steve
else?
Steve Woodbury.
Woodbury was one of your guys.
I liked him.
Have we had him on this show?
I tried.
I believe we had him once.
Tried.
Oh, yeah, we had him for five questions on a day you weren't here.
No, I got him for five questions.
But you weren't here the day we had him.
Maybe, maybe not, but I'm the one who secured that booking.
Get another former South player this week.
I'll try.
Get Johnny Murdoch on.
I don't think Steve Eck likes me anymore.
Why?
Because I quoted him accurately, and he didn't want me to.
Steve can be an odd duck at times, but I'll go right to battle with Steve Eck, as I have many times in our.
I don't want to go to battle with anybody.
I don't mind going to battle with Steve Eck because I'm close enough to him that it's not going to affect things. I haven't talked to Steve Eck in 4 years.
Why?
I don't know.
He was on the show a time or two.
Well, that's right. He was on the show in year one. But it's been a while since I talked to Steve Eck.
I get it.
And what a fabulous job he continues to do.
I still
the guy's still coaching. He wants his junior high wins included in his all-time coach's
win.
I'm never going to do that, Coach Eck.
If you win 104 or whatever he did win.
I'm never going to do that for you, Coach Eck.
Why not?
I'm just not. That's not an official category.
It's not. But it's his win-loss record.
Give me a guess. Now, you should know this because these numbers are forever etched in my memory. Steve Eck's record in 10 years at South High School. What was it?
It was like 206-12 or something like that.
227-15. Think about that for a minute. That's an average of 22.7 wins. I can do this math. 22.7 wins and 1.5 defeats per season.
That's amazing.
It will never happen again.
I'm still over here trying to find the leading score at Derby.
Six state championships. Where's Brett Fleury when you need him? I need more people to call this show right now, and nothing's happening.
Well, Brett Fleury probably has a game tonight.
I don't care if he has a game tonight.
I doubt he's listening. He's probably over at the JV game or the
Where's
sophomore.
Where's Kip Pulliam?
Where is Kip Pulliam?
Where's Steve Eck? Somebody.
I thought we had people all over
There's
the place.
There's three people I want to talk to right there.
Name them again.
Steve Eck.
Yeah.
Brett Fleury.
And Kip Pulliam.
And Kip Pulliam. Kip Pulliam.
It's no one says that, I don't think. I think everyone, hey, Coach Pulliam.
Pulliam?
Coach Pulliam.
There's not a three syllables in
Kip
that.
Kip Pulliam. P-U-L-L-I-A-M.
It's
Pulliam.
Kip Pulliam.
No, it's not.
Here's Jonathan. Disappointing. I hate to say, Jonathan, that I'm disappointed when you call, but there's three people out there on the line that I want to hear from.
Gentlemen, happy Rusev Day.
Are you ignoring me, Jonathan?
And go Rock Hoppers.
And by the way, happy Rusev Day is tired.
No,
come
it's
up.
Not.
What do you have?
We've been living in the past here for a while. Who's, you know, the all-time scorer in Douglas, Kansas, and what have you. It's time to come back to the present. And the present is Wichita baseball. Now, as we're talking about this, as we're thinking about this, you know, there's one thing that we haven't really thought about with the whole Rockhoppers Metalarchs debate. What that is how it's going to get announced. So allow me to help you out. We'll start with the Metalarchs.
By the way, my favorite nickname is Flyboys. Number two is Metalarchs.
Start with Metalarchs. Rip it to shreds, Jonathan.
Welcome to your Wichita Metalarchs.
He's got a point.
But then we go with Rockhoppers. Welcome your Wichita Rockhoppers.
That is. He's right. You're right, Jonathan, as usual.
Yeah, and let's try Flyboys. Just to placate Bob. Welcome your Wichita Flyboys.
See you, Jonathan.
Go Rock
That's
offers.
It for Jonathan.
No, Jonathan adds
he's on,
to the show.
Max, that's a two-week probation.
2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Poor Jonathan.
That's where we are with that.
I bet he calls.
So throw out some of your other
names. I thought we were going to do this at 5:25.
Well, we're not playing the game, apparently.
Well, I could have come up with one, but I like
You know some... what? We will play the game at 5:25.
I don't have a game.
Time to play the game. That's what we're going to do.
I don't have.
Give me some other nicknames.
See, again, these aren't necessarily names that I'm vouching for.
I don't care. Give them a name.
Well, in case you weren't with us first hour, these are thematically themes, names that I could see building off of or approaching. How about the train stoppers?
Next.
We're always stopped by trains in this town.
How about the train robbers? Now, that I could listen
to. That's a little dark for me. The alley cats, because we got a Kirstie Alley theme. She's our famous celebrity here in town. And we're the Alley Cats.
Next.
The Rainmakers.
Next.
The Wagoneers.
I've heard that one actually thrown out. That's not horrible, but it's hickish.
The Aspiritas.
Hmm.
The Cloud Formation.
The Cloud?
No, it's Aspiritas is a cloud formation.
Oh, brother.
That's what that is.
Let's get to Mike. Mike, thanks for calling the show.
Yeah, I know that entire Pulliam family, and I never usually go on Jeff's side, but it's not pool, it's pull.
Let me tell you something right now, Mike. I go back to 1962 with the Pulliam family, and... do you live near them?
I know all of them. I'm from Derby. I know the entire family.
All right, call one as soon as we get off the air. And what I want you to do is say, hi, is Kip Pulliam there?
And he'll say, who?
Thanks, Mike.
I could give you Kip's number if you needed it.
That's okay. Why don't you email it to me, bob@kfhradio.com.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right, thanks. Next is John. John, you're on.
Hi. I was wondering, you're looking for a nickname. What is their real name?
Are you going for something to do with Robert?
No, he's wondering what the real name. John, I see where you're going with this. Did you try it out with anybody before you called?
No.
I don't see where you're going with this. I'm completely
lost. Any material that you're wanting to be comedic... I would at least bounce it off a friend.
I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just curious.
You mean the real name of the Wichita franchise?
Yeah.
Well, so you're saying that in essence, this isn't really a nickname. It's a team name.
Right.
John, I've never been more angry with you right now. I love you, but that's just... That's a nitpicking call.
Yeah, I don't get it.
He's saying that, well, nicknames are what you'd call Robert, Bob. It has nothing to do with is it a team nickname? It's a team name.
How about the Windshifters?
Hate it.
I hate
most of these.
How about the Jackhammers?
Sledgehammers is
construction
better.
Construction based.
Sledgehammers is better.
How about the Grillers?
No. No, none of this.
How about, this is a good one. I'll walk off on this one. Joyland. Can't be the Wacky Shacks, but what's the second most popular ride out at Joyland? The Scramblers.
Dan,
the Wichita Scramblers.
Dan, how are you?
Good, boys. How are y'all?
We're doing all right.
I heard my brother was on a minute ago, so I figured I'd give you guys.
Well, you know, you guys always call on the same day.
Show them how it's done.
Well,
like, I posted, and we were talking about this the other night when we were playing cards, that Wichita should be the catfish if they're the farm team for the Marlins. Why not? We catch 60, 70-pound catfish here all day.
But they might not be the farm team for the Marlins forever. So we have to think Wichita-centric more than Marlins-based.
I caught a catfish in Wichita several times, Jeff.
There you go.
Catfish isn't the worst nickname ever, but it's not the best. My research and my polling would indicate that Flyers and Metalarchs.
Fly boys.
Metalarchs are right up there.
Oh, God. Can you imagine? I got season tickets for the Meadowlarks.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
I can't.
How about in St. Louis, they have season tickets for the Cardinals?
Yeah, but that's a traditional.
In Toronto, and Meadowlarks will become that.
It's not.
In Toronto, they have season tickets for the Blue Jays.
That's boring.
The Philadelphia Eagles. There are a lot of bird nicknames.
Right, and we're better than that. And we're a minor league team.
Atlanta Falcons.
We're a minor league team that needs to...
Give me some others.
That's about it. But Pancakes.
Hawks. Atlanta Hawks.
The Contrails.
Terrible.
I know, but...
All of them bad.
No, they're not all bad.
Waste of time. Here's the real Dave.
Train Stoppers.
Dave, how are you?
Wow, just dying over here listening to these names.
That's awful.
I came up with 16 names that have never been said.
But every name he gave today is still better than the Visionaire, so.
Be quiet, Dave.
Dave, don't laugh at your own stuff, please.
Go help another
even
chief out of the
snow. It was funny, Dave.
Hey, it's better than the other guy. Well, never mind. He wasn't even funny. I knew Coach Eck. I think I played for him in his second or third year when he was coaching junior high at Jardine. That's how far I go back with that guy. Never liked him. going along with Jeff's names here, why don't we just become the Wichita Cones?
I thought of something to do with cones.
Yeah.
Because
every city has traffic cones.
No, but there's another one.
Thanks, Dave.
What else is cone related? I can't remember.
Freddy's Frozen.
Yeah.
How about the Frozen Custards? No, it's terrible. We've got a name, ladies and gentlemen.
No, we don't.
And it is Flyers.
Rock Hoppers. See, you can't even say it right. You have no passion
for
this.
It is Fly Boys.
God, that's...
McConnell. They love us down there. Can we get an Air Force guy to call? Can we get somebody I want to call?
Where's Kip Pulliam?
Here's Sequoia. Sequoia, how are you?
I got the name. I'm good. How you doing? I got the name to end all names, and they're gonna have to pick it. It should be the Wichita Keepers, like keeper of the plane.
We ran that up the flagpole, and it didn't keep well. It spoiled.
Oh, that's crazy. They could have the keeper on their jerseys, and then the keepers with a K.
You got all kinds of trademark issues with that, Sequoia. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Let's get one more in before the break.
We can get them all in.
Charlie, you're next.
Yeah, I just read somewhere they're going to be called the Wichita Wizards.
That's the new basketball team in town, semi-pro basketball team.
Potholes, because everywhere you drive, there's a pothole around here you hit.
Yeah, that's a good one, Charlie. Let's get to Jim before we take a break. Jim, we got to be somewhat quick today.
Yeah, you're violating your own rules, Bob. There's been more basketball, baseball, bowling teams named Flyers in Wichita since 1938.
Fly Boys, Jim.
Flyers, Fly Boys, either one.
Never been a team named Fly Boys anywhere that I'm aware of.
Yeah, well, you said Flyers a couple times today.
Well, that's my mistake. Fly Boys is the name that I'm going with. Thanks, Jim. Let's take a break. When we return, it is time.
We'll take some calls.
Time to play the game. You can come up with something.
No, I can't.
That's next on The Drive with Bob and Jeff.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.